The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Booth, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter, Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
And welcome out to Sunset Park in Festus, Missouri. Matt Greenwood with you. Got some softball for you. 2019 softball, fall softball, because, well, it's fall. So there you go. That's how it works. And well, we're excited to be out here because this is our first softball game of the 2019 fall season. The two opponents this afternoon, Festus and Northwest, one of the outer Jefferson County schools, coming to town right to the heart of Jefferson County to take on the Festus Tigers. Both teams with one game under their belt as Festus fell to Farmington last night, 13-9. As for Northwest, they got a nice big W on the road against the Jefferson R7 Blue Jays, a 10-6 final there. So two teams that are, they're ready to duke it out here at Sunset Park in Festus. The sun is out. There's few clouds in the sky, and what is existing in the hazy blue is very, very tiny white cloud. So it's a perfect setting for some softball this afternoon. So happy to have you with us here on AM 1400 KJET. Of course, we started our 2019 fall season with football Friday night. Got a little messy with all the heavy rains and stuff, and so our Festus Fox game had to be played Saturday morning, and so that was our first official broadcast of the 2019 season. This marks the first official softball broadcast of the 2019 fall season. So once again, happy to have you with us. It is the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. As part of that, we talked to both coaches, and well, thankfully for us, we did get a chance to speak with both of them, Dan Davison of the Northwest Lions and Jeff Montgomery of the Festus Tigers. So let's take a one-minute break, and when we come back, we'll hear from the visiting coach, Dan Davison of the Northwest Lions. You're listening to High School Softball in Jefferson County on AM 1400 KJET.
Clarissa, what are you doing with those prices now?
Jason the Hayes made, and now I'm making deals.
Are you really offering 10% off on all Spartan mowers?
Yep. Get this, right now, customers can get a Massey Ferguson tractor as low as $167 a month.
That's a real deal. Okay, then, I'm making a deal. Right now, get a Massey Ferguson 1723 backhoe for $232 a month.
I see you and cut you a Woods cutter 15 foot for just $17.5. It's heavy duty and cuts 3-inch material. Beat that, Mower Mouse.
I can't, Queen of the Green. That's a really good deal. All that really matters is that our customers get the best name brand equipment, not some knockoff. And that's what we do here. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and at the Lettington exit also. Online 24/7 at fleegs.com.
Coach, you got off on the right foot yesterday, 10-6 victory over R7. What'd you like about that win yesterday?
I think we came out and we hit the ball real well, and it's always good to get that first game under your belt and get a victory, so we're happy about that.
Festus is a team that showed they've got a little bit of an offense too, scored 9 runs in a loss for them yesterday to Farmington. But as far as Vanessa Cardenas's afternoon today against this Festus lineup, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I think every time we've played Festus, they have a great team. They have a great coach, and they're always well prepared. So we know no matter what year it is, it's going to be a tough battle.
And one more. You're coming off a district title. I know you graduated some key contributors, but you get a lot of them back. For you and this Northwest Lions squad, what's it going to take to get back to being a district championship champion this year?
I think it's cliche, but you take one game at a time, and we got some growing pains that we're working on in some different spots right now, and I think we'll be playing our best ball when it matters, so I'm really confident with our team.
All right, very good. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Dan Davison, head coach of the Northwest Lions, joining us here on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have 4 different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. That's why we have been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get advanced education after high school will earn significantly more in their lifetime. Invest in your education and your future. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. It starts here. Mineral Area College.
With your Fleas Equipment pregame show, speaking to the home team in this afternoon's Festus Northwest softball game at Sunset Park in Festus. It's Jeff Montgomery, head coach for not just Festus softball, but baseball as well, and of course, coach, looking forward to those conversations come spring. But right now, the focus is softball, and you and I talked preseason. Abby Rickerman, a leader for this team. You guys go into this year and already a, you know, an 0-1 start, but 9 runs on the board. You had to light something from yesterday.
Yeah, you know, we swung the bat good yesterday offensively. We just made some mistakes defensively, and you know, we put some pressure on our pitchers, which wasn't fair to them. So hopefully we'll play a better, well-rounded game today.
Hunter Ellsworth, I noticed, pitched a little in relief yesterday. She gets a start today, so probably a nice confidence booster for her.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're going to need both of them. You know, her and Morgan Green both are going to be our pitchers this year, and so we just we flipped the script today. We're going to give Hunter a shot, let Morgan play first because she's a very good first baseman, and, you know, we'll see what happens and, you know, hopefully prepare, have a good game and be set up good for the weekend.
Coach, you don't make it easy on these girls schedule-wise. It's a tough one for you guys, and Northwest, a district champion last year. Good test early for you.
Yeah, they're really a solid team, very athletic, and, you know, last year we saw that with them. We hung with them last year. We just made a few mistakes late, and they were able to defeat us in the second tournament. So, no, it's a tough challenge for our team, you know, our young team coming in after a loss last night. I think we'll rebound. I think we were a little tight and nervous last night, and I think they'll play much better today.
All right, sounds good. Coach, thanks for the time.
Appreciate it very much.
Coach Montgomery of the Festus Softball Tigers joining us here on the Fleas Equipment Pregame Show. Got your starting lineups next.
From faxing to notarizing, the UPS Store has every ing for your small business. And when it comes to protecting your confidential information...
Shh! Quiet! You should know about the shredding services available at the UPS Store. They're just what you need for protecting, securing, and disposing of proprietary documents.
Oh, so I can do less worrying.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. Look for us soon at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local, home of the no-bull deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase, shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home, too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
A few minutes away from the start of this Northwest Festus softball affair at Sunset Park in Festus. And depending on how late this game goes, we could actually see the sun setting while the evening progresses. So anyway, it's a beautiful setting. Can't emphasize that enough. A little hazy blue sky, so usually that's like an indication of some impending rain, which, based on our forecast, is not expected until Sunday. Again, all Doe Run or all weather updates this year brought to you by Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. We're also broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. All right, so it's time to get to your starting lineups. We're going to go ahead and begin with the visiting team, the guys that are coming up first, and that'll be the Northwest Lions. They are 1-0 this year and led by head coach Dan Davison. You got twin sisters right at the top of the order. Shortstop Sarah Roth first, and then Jenna Roth second. And Jenna Roth playing second base and batting second. Sarah Roth playing short and batting first. Alexi Sanchez is hitting third and playing center field. In the mop-up role, it's the catcher, Jamie Lee. Left fielder batting fifth is Lane Petrie. Third baseman is Maddie Stitchling. She is penciled into the sixth spot in the order. Vanessa Cardenas is the pitcher for the Northwest Lions. She'll be hitting for herself in the seventh spot. Madison Welker, a.k.a. Maddie Welker, is your designated player. And then Ella Stitchling, Maddie Stitchling's younger sister, is playing first base and batting ninth. For the Festus Tigers, when they come up, it'll be three-time Dream Teamer and SEMO Red Hawk commit Abigail Rickerman, or Abby Rickerman. She is at the leadoff spot for Festus and playing short. Batting behind her, manning first base, is Morgan Green. At the hot corner, hitting third, is Paige Perry. Catching is McKenna Templeton. The center fielder, Tristan Folk, is batting fifth and playing center. The pitcher is Hunter Ellsworth. She'll be hitting for herself and batting sixth. Second baseman, Mackenzie McJunkins, is number 33, playing second base and hitting seventh. Batting eighth is a designated hitter, Christina Mack, or the DP, the designated player. And then batting ninth is the right fielder, Bailey Probst. The Festus Tigers, led by Jeff Montgomery. It's Jeff Montgomery for the Festus Tigers and Dan Davison, head coach for the Northwest Lions. Again, one game under the belt for these two squads. Festus falling last night to Farmington 13-9. Northwest prevailing on the road against the R7 Blue Jays 10-6, the final score there. So these two high-caliber offenses are ready to go at it, and two teams that we will certainly be keeping our eye on through the district tournament. Of course, Northwest, the district champs from last year. Festus, so getting put back in the district with Hillsborough and DeSoto and Windsor. Very tough three opponents in Jefferson County. So it's going to be a fun season for softball here this year, fall 2019. So while the players and coaches meet at home plate, we're just a couple of minutes away from first pitch. Out in center field, we're looking at a green sign, a green backdrop with white letters that say Festus and then softball. They're split up. Just to the left of straightaway center is the Festus sign, and just to the right of straightaway center is the softball sign. There's a few light poles out beyond the fences as well. The yellow bar at the top of the fence stretches from one line to the other, and these fences are about maybe four and a half feet high. And so it's easy to lift one up and over. The scoreboard is out in right center field with the American flag extended just beyond that by about 30 yards. And there's a nice little breeze blowing that flag out towards right center field. So that's what we're looking at here at Sunset Park in Festus. We've got first pitch for some softball action coming up in 2 minutes here on KJF.
Family, health, home. Comtree has been a leader in providing health care to you and your family for over 45 years. What started as mental health services has expanded to dental care, primary care, and many community services. We are your home for health care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to eight and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Matt Greenwood back with you on KJFF. Hunter Ellsworth getting her final warm-up toss in for the Festus Tigers as she will man the circle today, at least to start this ball game. Ellsworth came in relief yesterday in Festus's 13-9 loss to Farmington, pitching inning in two-thirds of scoreless softball. She'll have her battery mate McKenna Templeton catching balls and strikes. There's a two-man umpiring crew. One behind home plate, the other one up the first baseline. Northwest Lions first to hit, and it's Sarah Roth, left-handed hitting shortstop, watches an off-speed pitch, catch the outside corner. 0-1 to start the 2019 fall softball season on KJF. Ellsworth looking at her wristband. Third baseman Perry peers in. She's got a mask to protect her face and everything. There's a line drive up the middle on the 0-1, and a single for Northwest. Ball left up in the zone. Sarah Roth able to swing right into the path of it and send it right back up the middle for a single. So with Sarah Roth at first base, here comes her sister, Jenna Roth. The two are twins. Jenna Roth, however, bats from the right side. First pitch, slow roller short, deep in the hole. And the throw to first, what do we have? We have a call in time. As Jenna Roth is retired for out number one, a productive out, though, as her twin sis, Sarah Roth, advances to second. 6-3 on the putout. Now it's Ellsworth versus Alexi Sanchez, center fielder. Swings the stick from the left side. Slightly open stance. Knees at a slight bend. First pitch from Ellsworth. The righty misses wide, 1-0. Not only is there a slight bend in the knees, but she kind of angles them towards each other just a tad. Resting that bat just over that left shoulder. There's a changeup low and wide from the righty Ellsworth as she misses on the follow through. It's 1-1. I beg your pardon, 2-0 to Alexi Sanchez. Northwest, as I mentioned, district champions last year, lost to Oakville 8-3 in the Class 4 sectional round. Looking to get back there this season under Dan Davison. There's a strike call in the upper part of the K zone. It's now 2-1. Left-handed swinging Alexi Sanchez has a runner at second base. It's Sarah Roth. Short the infield in a squad. There's a ball elevated in the zone. A line drive caught to the left of second base. And alertly Abby Rickerman steps on second for the double play. What a shot up the middle by Sanchez. Trying to get it over the leaping grab of Rickerman. But she was able to snag it and then step on second to double off Sarah Roth. And just like that, Festus is through the top of the first. We go to the bottom of the first. It'll be Abby Rickerman to man the box, and she'll face Vanessa Cardenas when we return in 1 minute on KJF.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. Thank you for tuning in today to some Jefferson County softball. Northwest, of course, coming out of Cedar Hill. And the Festus Tigers, well, they're coming out of Festus. Pretty easy to remember that. It's the bottom of the first inning, and right now it is scoreless. Festus coming up to face Vanessa Cardenas, the thin righty, with her pink headband and everything. No face mask for Cardenas. That's a bold move as a pitcher. A lot of comebackers. Well, I guess she's going to rely on her athleticism and quick glove to protect her from any major injury. Abby Rickerman's her first matchup here in the bottom of the first inning, and let me tell you, Abby Rickerman is someone you do not want to mess with. Three-time regional radio Dream Team athlete. As a junior, had committed to SEMO. It's down in Cape Girardeau. And she is a shortstop who, she just knows how to play softball. She snagged a line drive off the end of the bat of Alexi Sanchez to end the top of the first. She snagged it and then stepped on second to double off Sarah Roth. And so now here she is, swinging the bat, getting a cheer from her teammates in the third base dugout. We'll set the Northwest defense in a second. There's a running start in the box, a grounder to first. It's booted by the first baseman, Stitchling. And safe is Abby Rickerman. We'll give her a single there.
Up next, the first baseman, Morgan.
So that's going to bring up first baseman Morgan Green. Morgan Green batting from the left side. By the way, that was a dragged single there by Rickerman, who swings it from the left side as well. We got Maddie Stitchling at third base for Northwest. Here's a pitch, low and wide. Rickerman on the move, steals second base, and the throw sails into shallow center, but no harm done. And so just like that, Abby Rickerman has herself in scoring position. Rickerman had a stolen base yesterday in the 13-9 loss to Farmington. RBI chance here for Morgan Green. Cardenas, the righty, winds, delivers, and a change up low and outside. Ball gets away from the catcher. Rickerman will take third base because of it. That'll go down as a pass ball. Catcher Lee had it kick off the heel of her glove. Didn't get away too far, but Abby Rickerman heads up always very quick over to third. The next pitch lifted up. Right field, shallow, coming forward towards the line. The right fielder, Eimer, and she overruns it. And Rickerman will score, and Festus is on the board as sliding into second safely is Morgan Green. An innocent-looking pop fly down the right field line results in a run for the Tigers. And they lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Now the batter is third baseman Paige Perry. First pitch to the righty on the outside corner, knee high for a strike. Getting back to the Lions defense, Stitchling, Maddie Stitchling at third, Sarah Roth at short, Jenna Roth at second, and then sister Ella Stitchling at first. There's a slow roller to third in front of the bag, played by third baseman Stitchling. She'll throw across the diamond in time for the out and taking advantage of the throw across the way is Morgan Green, so now she's at third base. Softball moves fast, ladies and gents. It's a productive 5-3 ground out for Paige Perry. Now here's McKenna Templeton. The righty Cardenas delivers one. It bounces in the batter's box at Templeton. Good block there by Jamie Lee. Jamie Lee is the catcher for Northwest. In the outfield, from left to right, it's Petrie, Sanchez, and Eimer. Another pitch. Inside location. Called the strike at the knees. Now 1-1. The scoreboard inoperable here, so we'll have to keep track of balls and strikes or at least glance over to the umpire occasionally to see what we have. There's the next pitch, and there's a big fly out towards left field. Two steps back, the left fielder Petrie secures it. We'll throw it towards third. As tagging up from the base is Morgan Green, and she scores run number two for the Tigers. So Green drops the front left foot inside the box, now gets ready, and swings through an off-speed pitch from Cardenas. And Vanessa Cardenas is one strike away from getting out of this inning. Cardenas spinning the ball on her fingertips. The highlighter yellow softball. Swing and a miss on a ball up in the zone. A little too much heat there for Tristan Folk. She's down on strikes. And we head to the top of the second with the Festus Tigers putting two on the board thanks to a Morgan Green RBI single and a McKenna Templeton RBI sack fly. 2-0 Tigers after one. You're listening to high school softball on KJF.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Matt Greenwood with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth on AM 1400 KJFF. 2-0 Festus, top of the second. Softball action here for you this afternoon. Jamie leaves the batter. She's going to put a bunt down up the first baseline. She's going to reach. Excellent bunt. Not an easy pitch to get down as it was up and outside the zone for the right-handed hitting catcher, but she squared up nicely. Got the bat head on top of the ball. Put it right down into the dirt, and was an easy single for. So a runner on board for Northwest as they try to put a dent in this 2-0 deficit. Here's Elaine Petrie, left fielder. Swings the stick from the left side. Hunter Ellsworth, first pitch. That's a called strike on the outer third. A look down to first, by the way, by McKenna Templeton. Just making sure Jamie Lee doesn't bleed too far off of first base. Festus infield ready for the 0-1 offering. There it is. It's up in the zone. Taken off for second. And sliding in safely is Jamie Lee. First stolen base of the afternoon for the Northwest Lions. Jamie Lee, a senior for Northwest. One of a few. The other ones are Madison Welker and Hallie Becker. Ellsworth glances at the armband and delivers a pitch low and wide. Swung on and missed, though, by the left-handed swinging Petrie. I believe that we have ourselves a one-ball, two-strike count. Maddie Stitchling is on deck for Northwest. Again, not an operable scoreboard here. There's a pitch up high, now 2-2. If it wasn't for the catcher, Templeton, home plate umpire might be dealing with a situation of ducking underneath the ball straight at his noggin. He squats. Everyone's ready to go. The pitch is popped up right side. That'll land out of play. Watch out, red SUV. Okay, it curled a little bit away from the red SUV, situated about 20 feet behind the Northwest dugout on the first baseline. So Ellsworth will do this whole two-ball, two-strike thing again. If you know someone can't tune into the game on their radio, they can download the TuneIn app and look for KJFF, or they can simply follow our Twitter account, KJFF Sports. So we'll have updates on the scores every inning. There's a swing and a miss. Strikeout for Ellsworth. A throw down to third on Jamie Lee, and Lee is in there with her second stolen base of the inning.
28, Maddie Stitchling.
There is one away. First strikeout, by the way, for Hunter Ellsworth. She'll now face Maddie Stitchling. M-A-D-I for Maddie Stitchling. She is a year younger than Ella Stitchling. That's her sister. Ellsworth looking at the armband, one away. Needs a pop-up or a strikeout here. First pitch to the righty, and it's in on the hands. A loop towards right field, and that'll get down for a base knock and an RBI there for Maddie Stitchling. So both Festus and Northwest utilizing that right field line to push runs across, and Northwest now trails 2-1 on the RBI single by Maddie Stitchling. And the train is coming by. Still a very active train, just about one or two trips across the track here in Festus every day. There's a high pitch that gets away from the catcher. Templeton kicks off the fence enough distance for Maddie Stitchling to advance to second base on the wild pitch. Both pitcher and catcher looking at their armbands. Here comes the 1-0 offering. It's an off-speed pitch that misses off the plate. It's 2-0 to Vanessa Cardenas. Cardenas, of course, in the circle for the Lions today. Now a chance to tie it up here with a ball into the outfield. Just one out. Next pitch. Up around the eyes. That's ball three. A walk is not the worst thing in the world. Could set up a double play chance. Don't see too many double plays turned in softball, though, with the short distance between home and first base. Here's the next pitch to Cardenas. She backs out of the box, and it's right there just above the knees inside for a strike. Defensively for Festus, we have Perry at third, Rickerman at short, McJunkins at second, Green at first, and Templeton behind the dish. Hunter Ellsworth in the circle with a long look in the Festus dugout, getting signs from probably her head coach, Jeff Montgomery. Twiddles the ball in her fingertips and delivers the 3-1, and it's up and outside, and that's ball four. Cardenas tosses the bat aside and will make her way to first base.
Up next, number 32, Maddie Welker.
And with that walk, it's going to be a team meeting in the circle. Only players involved as they all look to Abby Rickerman for comfort, for encouragement. We spoke to Jeff Montgomery, head coach for Festus, not too long ago, and he said, it kind of feels like this is Abby's team. All the girls look up to her. He hopes that all the girls learn something from her. As she has set a great example as a member of the Festus Tigers. Again, a three-time regional radio dream team athlete. As a junior, committed to Southeast Missouri. And I've spoken to her as well, and she talks like she knows softball, and she plays like she knows softball, too. Here's the batter, Madison Welker. She'll lift one up right side and out of play. That one curling away from the cars as well. Okay, it's actually Ella Stitchling. I must have missed something. There's a pop-up right side and out of play off the bat of Ella Stitchling. Must have read the lineup card wrong. So it's Stitchling batting eighth. We'll figure it out. There's a sharp ground ball left of third, foul. It's a 2-1 ball game right now. Practice cut outside the box for Ella Stitchling. And the next pitch bleeds inside for a ball. And I did read it incorrectly. So Alexi Sanchez is not batting third. As a matter of fact, it's Grace Eimer. We'll square that one away on the lineup card here in a second. Here's a high fly ball drifting deep towards left field, and that's over the left fielder's head, Wood, and down for a knock, and two runs are going to score on the RBI double, the two-run double for Ella Stitchling, and Northwest takes a 3-2 lead. Looks like Wood must have lost it in the sunshine. So it's 3-2 Lions on what some would argue should have been an out. And now batting is Sarah Roth. And she is able to actually find the Festus dugout on that foul ball. Nice breeze kicking through Sunset Park. Pitches up in the zone above the eyes. 1-2 now to Sarah Roth. Singled her first time up. The righty Ellsworth delivers inside corner. And now I believe it's 1-2. Again, the scoreboard not working here at Sunset Park. Got to rely on the umpire. Thought I saw last time he's put up 1-2, but no, it was 1-1. There's a foul tip into the mitt, and hanging on is the catcher Templeton, and that is out number 3. So there you go. Northwest is able to take advantage of a fly ball to left field right into the sunlight. And because of that and an RBI single by Maddie Stitchling, it is 3-2 Lions heading to the bottom of the second inning here at Sunset Park. Festus coming up to bat when we return in 1 minute on AM 1400 KJF.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
For you in-ground pool owners, it's that time again. Yes, time's near to close your pool. The leaves will be falling soon enough. Hi, I'm Jason DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We're taking reservations for pool closing. We'll save you a lot of work. If a problem exists in your pool when it's closed, it will still be there come spring. Only worse. Let us do the job for you. Home Pools and Spas on the outer road just south of Ludington Exit.
Josh Harris is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Josh, when it comes to off-road fun or on-the-water fun, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Off-road, we've got it. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am. And then if you want water, we've got Sea-Doo. Off-road fun is where it's at. We've got a lot of neat stuff going on. You can come in and drive the Polaris Razor, compare it to the Can-Am X3. Stop by and see us. No pressure, good family fun. We're located at right next to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington.
Matt Green will back with you on AM 1400 at KJF. I do apologize for the confusion last inning. I thought a Madison Welker pop-up towards the right was out of play, but no, it wound up being a catch. We were screened off. I mean, we were sitting behind a fence, a chain-link fence, and I just got screened off and thought I saw what I saw, what I didn't see, actually. So it was Maddie Welker being retired on a foul pop-up down the first base line. That made it out number 2. Still, though, with Maddie Stitchling at second base and Vanessa Cardenas at first after working a walk. A two-run double by Ella Stitchling after a Maddie Stitchling RBI single three batters prior. It's 3-2 Northwest over the Festus Tigers as we begin the bottom of the second inning. So no Grace Eimer in the lineup. It is the way I had put it down. I just did not catch the pop-up there, so I do apologize. Promise. I will do my best not to let it happen again. I can't promise it won't happen again, but I will promise that I'll do my best not to let it happen again. All right, moving on. Hunter Ellsworth, pitcher, and hitting for herself here. We'll take on Vanessa Cardenas. First pitch at the knees, called strike. So Ellsworth bats right, throws right. Gets a great chuckle out of that called strike one. Yeah, umpire showing what the batters are going to be dealing with today. There's a pitch just off the plate, low. 1-1, Vanessa Cardenas, a righty. Stands at about 5'8". Now she's got a face mask on. Didn't have one. First inning, there's a line shot past the shortstop off the bat of Ellsworth, deep into center field. Still round first base, but trickled back as the throw comes into second. And that's a leadoff single here in the bottom of the second for the Festus Tigers. And now we've got courtesy runner for Festus. Here comes number 3, Anna Armin. Anna Armin sporting the number 3, catcher and outfielder. Her official position, whenever she enters the game defensively. Right now it is number 33, Mackenzie McJunkins. And now time is called at the plate by the left-handed hitter. She looked down to third base, saw Coach Montgomery wanted to say a few things. Now they're ready to go again. Slow roller off the end of the bat. Pass the diving second baseman into shallow right. And first and second, the runners for the Tigers. Single there by McJunkins. She didn't square it up. It had some spin on it as it got past Stitchling at first and then by Jenna Roth at second base. So two aboard for the Tigers. Chance to even it up at 3-3 if Christina Mack can pull through. Leans back in the box as Gardenias gets set on the mound. First pitch, up high. Trying to snow cone it was the catcher, Lee, unable to do so. Ball lands at her feet up the first base line, and both Tigers will advance. Wild pitch there. Anna Armin over to third base now. Mackenzie McJunkins up to second. Coach Montgomery brings Mack over for a word or two. Mack only had 9 at-bats in 2018. First pitch, and she shoots one off the screen right side. Gardenias ready to deliver. There's a pitch off the end of the bat. It'll die at second base. Underhand toss to first by Jenna Roth. As coming home to score from third is Anna Armin. And just like that, we're back squared. 3-3 your score. Not too exciting, but definitely effective as Mack collects her first RBI of 2019. Next batter is Bailey Probst. Looks at a floater above the eyes. Probst has some pretty good height to her. I would estimate about 5'9". Maybe a little shorter than that. Of course, we are close to the action, so they look a little bit taller. There's a swing and a miss on a ball up in the zone. 3-3 ball game. High scoring affair. We're just in the bottom of the second inning. Matt Greenwood with you. Haley Gross back in the KJS studio. Next pitch, showing bunt was Probst. She pulls back. It's 2-1. Going hard down the third baseline was Mackenzie McJunkins. Could hear Coach Montgomery saying, back, back, back. Want to make sure she didn't get picked off third. Next offering, up above the letters, 3-1 to Bailey Probst. Gardenias in a little bit of trouble here. Still nobody out. She's got Abby Rickerman on deck. Rickerman would love to have a runner on in front of her to try to drive in. Next pitch from Cardenas is low and actually looked like it hit the ankle, one or the other, of the batter Probst. Would have been ball four regardless. And it's now first and third for the Festus Tigers. Here's Abby Rickerman. Got an infield single her first time up. Takes two practice cuts. Past her right ear is where she finished the swing. Holds the bat slightly above her left ear and gets ready. Little running start there as the pitch is up, apparently. I couldn't tell. The umpire said a word. Couldn't tell if it was a strike call or a ball call. I think he said ball or up, one or the other. So we're going to assume 1-0. Righty on lefty matchup here. Cardenas peers into her catcher, Templeton. I beg your pardon, Lee. Next pitch, and Rickerman rides it out towards center. Center fielder Sanchez over to her right to make the catch. And staying at third base was Christina Mack.
Number 7, first baseman Morgan Green.
And so Rickerman out on the line drive to center. Here's Morgan Green. She picked up an RBI in the first inning. Pitch coming from the righty, Cardenia. Sharply hit towards second. Backhanded by Jenna Ross. She'll flip to first in time for out number three. So a bigger part in that was Mackenzie McJunkin stranded at third base. So after the RBI by Christina Mack, we head to the top of the third. It's 3-3, Festus Northwest here on KJF. All right, we'll go ahead and keep it here and thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to come out and broadcast this game. By the way, Alpha Media Farmington encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. That includes Applebee's of Farmington, Coldwell Banker, Holsey in Farmington, Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Comtree of Festus, the Doe Run Company in Park Hills, Fleegs Equipment, Ludington and St. Genevieve, and the Jefferson County YMCA. So, again, it's 3-3, top of the third. Hunter Ellsworth, the batter, the pitcher. First up is Jenna Roth, the number two hitter for the Lions. Last warm-up toss for Ellsworth. The throw down to second was a little short hopper. Jenna Roth grounded out to short her first time up.
Leading off for Northwest, second baseman Jenna Roth.
Oh, all right, now the scoreboard's working. Yay. three runs apiece, third inning. First pitch up and outside from Ellsworth to Jenna Roth. Roth, a junior for the Lions this year. Batted 409 last year. No home runs, but 17 driven in. Slow roller towards third. Just inside the line, Perry, the throw across. And on the stretch, Green and Perry able to team up to retire Roth for out number one.
Center field, Alexi Sanchez.
It's going to bring up Alexi Sanchez, lined out to short, her first and only time up. That was an athletic play made by Abby Rickerman, who caught the line drive just to the left of second base and was able to step on the back to double off Sarah Roth. First pitch is a floater that comes back in the zone. No, missed in. Jamie Lee on deck for the Northwest Lions, who were Class 4 District 1 champions last year. Prior to that, they were a part of Class 4 District 4 with two very tough programs in Eureka and Washington. Ball outside, now 2-0 to the left-handed swing in Sanchez. In 2016, the Northwest Lions were runners-up in the Class 4 District 4 tournament. That means they made it to the championship game but failed to win the championship game. And the 2-0 offering from Ellsworth leaks out low and wide. Three balls and no strikes. We have a balls and strikes counter now on the Parkland Healthmark Pharmacy scoreboard out in right center field. Got the score lit up too, and the inning as well. Wind blowing out towards right center as the pitch comes. And a get-me-over strike there by Ellsworth. Northwest Lions will be at home tomorrow against Pacific. Three, one, up in the zone. Sanchez is a little bit tall, but that one is too high. And that's ball four for Alexi Sanchez. A one-out walk for Sanchez. Here comes Jamie Lee. Single, two stolen bases, and a run scored in the three-run second inning for Northwest. Righty-on-righty matchup, Ellsworth. The pitcher for the Tigers. Misses outside with the first one. I would say about 77% of the infield is covered in shade. A few spots of sunlight. Shortstop is pretty much engulfed in sun. There's a fastball up and out of the squat. Templeton glanced down towards first, but held onto the ball. Two balls, no strikes to Jamie Lee. Jamie Lee is a senior this year for Northwest. Had three home runs last season. Fastball high and wide, now 3-0. Long blonde hair for Jamie Lee. The ponytail hanging halfway down the number 7 on the back of her jersey. Ellsworth sweating a little bit underneath that mask. Pulled it off for about 5 seconds, now puts it back on, and the 3-0 is hit towards short. Rickerman will go to second base, and they get her. Sanchez retired. Jamie Lee on the fielder's choice, two away.
Next,
and here comes Lane Petrie. So a 6-4 fielder's choice. The batter, Petrie, she struck out swinging her first time up. A ball at her eyes, as a matter of fact. Here comes the first pitch from Ellsworth. Throw down to second. Safe is the call. Ball called at the plate as that one was around Petrie's head. So stolen base number 3 for Jamie Lee. It's like she's trying to set records for the Lions. Maybe in this game alone. 1-0 from Ellsworth. That's a pitch behind Lane Petrie. Scoots to the backstop. And over to third goes Jamie Lee. So wild pitch once again from Ellsworth. Probably held onto the ball just a little too long on the follow through. Still with two away. The play is at first. The wind and the delivery, 2-0, changeup, low and wide, 3-0. A few Northwest Lions fans making their way from Cedar Hill this evening. But it's mostly a Festus crowd, as you'd expect here at Sunset Park and Festus. 3-0, down the middle, now 3-2. So full tank, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. At third, fiddling with her helmet is Jamie Lee, ready to score on a ball in play. And it is 3-1 now. Okay, that's what I thought. 3-1. Fly ball, center field. Looking into the sun, Tristan Folk camps underneath it and makes the catch for out number 3. So after a one-out walk, Ellsworth gets a ground out to short and a pop-up to center field, and the inning is over, and we head to the bottom of the third. Festus, Northwest, tied at 3. You're listening to Jefferson County Softball on KJEF.
Hi, this is Amy with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Our program is progressive with multiple age-specific levels. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and fun family involvement. So bring your child to the Y, where they will develop skills that go beyond the court. Registration is now open for fall basketball ages 3 years through 8th grade and will close on October 7th. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
That's fine. Matt Greenwell back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF. We'd like to thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to be out here calling this Northwest and Festus softball affair. That includes Gifford Lumber Farmington, Gilstermary Lee Perryville, Hearing Care Partners Farmington, Home Pools and Spas at Ludington, Jefferson College in Hillsboro, and Lucas Smith Chrysler in Festus. 3-3 ball game. It's been good stuff so far. Festus had a 2-0 lead after one. Northwest responded with three runs in the top of the second. And then on a ground out to second base by Christina Mack, tied things up at three apiece. Northwest without a run in the top of the third, so here we are. Bottom half of the third inning, 3-3 tie. The batter, number 45, is Paige Perry. Perry hit .281 last season for Coach Montgomery and the Tigers. Not a home run hitting club last year for Festus, just two total between all players involved. There's a slow roller past third base foul. Paige Perry rolling over that one. Vanessa Cardenia started this game in the circle for the Lions, and yep, she's still there. Paige Perry had one of the team's two home runs last season, drove in 18, had a .474 slugging percentage. Hits a one-hopper back to Cardenas. Low throw to first, but it is in time. And Perry is out number one.
Up next, the catcher, number 10.
Easy play there for Vanessa Cardenas. It's going to bring up McKenna Templeton at a sacrifice fly ribby in the bottom of the first inning. Able to score, Morgan Green takes one outside for a called strike. Cardenas, after every pitch, steps outside the top of the circle. And she misfires low and in, now 1-1. Spins the ball on her fingertips. Kind of looks into the catcher for the sign, then steps on the mound. Also looks at her feet, apparently, right before getting on the mound, and gets set to go. Here comes the 1-1 from her. And a chopper off the body of McKenna Templeton. She was in the box, so it's a foul ball. If she had started running and the ball came up and hit her while she was outside of the batter's box, she would have been out. Over in the hot corner is Maddie Stitchling. The 1-2, and a check swing, roller to second. Underhand flip there by Jenna Roth to Stitchling at first. And McKenna Templeton is out number two. Two up, two down for the Tigers. 3-3 score here, bottom of the third. Nobody on for Tristan Folk. TristanFoulk. Folk. Bats from the left side. Low squat, now leans back and takes an off-speed pitch outside. I'm going to do my best to describe what Tristan Folk is doing in the batter's box. It's very unique. She kind of leans out over her right knee and then kind of pulls back as the pitcher goes into the line. She'll take a strike there. Gets a slight running start in the box. And then either decides to swing or not swing. But she's kind of leaning out over towards the circle. There's the next pitch up around the chin as she almost had her front knee hit the dirt here. It's 2-1. She also kind of twists her hands on the bat as she's doing all this leaning forward. And then rotates it around. When she comes set, tries a bunt effort there, and it bounces off the catcher's mask to the screen. Evens us up at two balls and two strikes. So there you go. That's the best I could do. It's quite unique. Taking a deep breath outside the box is Folk. Gets back in. Taps the bat head on top of home plate and gets ready for the 2-2. And a half swing there, a looper towards left center. And did she make the catch? Yes, she did. Lane Petrie with a great defensive play there. The left fielder charging forward, slides feet first, and makes the catch right where the grass meets the infield dirt. And that is out number three, and the inning is over. And through three, it is 3-3. Festus, Northwest, you're listening to Jefferson County Softball on KJF.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season.
Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
All right, I'm going to have to tweet out a different...
Fall is here, and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger Grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington.
Matt Greenwood back with you on KJF. 3-3 score. Bobble it short by Rickerman. Still makes a strong throw to retire Maddie Stitchling to start at the top of the fourth. That's how we get you back into the broadcast. A grounder to short by Maddie Stitchling of the Lions. Abby Rickerman sticking with it after the slight juggle. And it's one up, one down for the Lions as we begin the top of the fourth. Now batting is Vanessa Cardenas. Stands tall in the box. Very open stance. There's a pitch on the hands. Backing up Abby Rickerman. Peek into the sun. Able to stick with the ball and makes the catch for out number two. So Stitchling, Cardenas. Retired on back-to-back pitches by Hunter Ellsworth.
Batting number 32.
And just like that, there's two away. All right, it's come to my attention that our bit.ly link, our bit.ly link on our Twitter account, is unavailable as the batter here is Madison Welker. First pitch is a strike. Maddie Welker sporting the number 32. Popped up foul to first base for last time up. Apparently there's a conflict with the Mizzou Tigers in our streaming line, so that'll be something we'll address between now and tomorrow and try to get that back working. Nothing we can do about it today as the pitch misses low. It's 1-1. So instead, head on over to MIMOinfo.com and click on the KJFF logo at the top of the page, or you can download the TuneIn app. It is free. Download the TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N app, and look for the KJF logo, or type in, KJFF, and it should pop up for you. So I do apologize on the bit.ly link not working, but there those are the other two ways to tune into the broadcast, plus, you know, listening on the radio as well. Sharp ground ball past the third baseman, Perry into left field, and Maddie Welker is aboard with a two-out single. The number eight hitter coming up big in a situation where Northwest has been pretty dormant bat-wise the last few batters. Maybe Welker providing a little spark there. Here comes Ella Stitchling, first baseman. Doubled in two, her first and only time up. Shouts a freshman from the Lions dugout on the third baseline. First pitch curve misses low. Umpire thought about calling it a strike. Instead, 1-0. 3-3 score. Runner at first for Northwest. Top of the fourth inning. Excellent Jefferson County matchup here this afternoon and evening. 3-3. And the 1-0 is a strike. Slight breeze cutting across the infield. Kicking some dust up right in front of the second baseman, McJunkins. 1-1. Pop up on the infield. Back two steps, and one is Perry, the third baseman. She's got it with both hands for out number three. So Northwest gets a two-out single by Maddie Welker, but she's stranded at first to end the top of the fourth. 3-3 is your score. Fest is coming up to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning when we return in 1 minute on KJFF.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct, because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Matt Greenwell back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. It is the bottom of the fourth inning here at Sunset Park. 3-3 is the score. Northwest and Festus. Long conversation between umpire and third base coach as Cardenas is warming up. It's a good conversation. Umpire was laughing about some things right at the very end. So a very cordial convo between umpire and first base, Festus coach there. Tristan Folk was the last one out in the bottom of the third inning. And so it'll be Hunter Ellsworth to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. We haven't seen a run since the bottom of the second inning. So we're in a little bit of a drought here. As a matter of fact, that was one run scored on a ground out to second base by Christina Mack. Mack is due up third in this inning, and Ellsworth sends a screamer to center field. Two steps over to her right. The center fielder Sanchez secures it for out number one. Couldn't have hit it any harder.
Second baseman.
But Ellsworth unable to find grass. It's one up, one down for Mackenzie McJunkins. Reached on a single in the second, got stranded at third. First pitch to her, and the lefty leans out over the plate, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. Appears to be an orange chin strap from the left ear, stretch across the right ear for McJunkins. Ball elevated, a little floater there by Cardenas. He'll walk around the circle and kick some dirt around. It's one ball, one strike. So Cardenas sticking with the same routine after every pitch. Walk around the circle about halfway up to the top. There's a pitch. Line drive towards right. Late jump there by Eimer, but she was just getting a good read on it, and she did as she secures it about chest high for out number two. So back-to-back hard-hit balls for the Tigers, but two outs. That's going to bring up Christina Mack, who tied this game up at three in the bottom of the second inning. A few pink streams of hair in her otherwise blonde look. There's a slow roller to the right of the circle, fielded by the pitcher Cardenas, underhand toss for out number three. So the Tigers, well, they've yet to have a hit since McJunkins back in the second inning when she was the second hitter up in that inning. So Cardenas has retired nine straight, if my math serves me correctly. I think it does. It does. Hey, look at that. That's the first time ever. All right, 3-3 score. We head to the top of the fifth. Festus Northwest all squared away here on KJF.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the
fish. Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now two for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. The Dough Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Matt Grima back with you here on KJFF. It is the top of the fifth inning. Northwest and Festus tied at 3 apiece. Coming up for the Northwest Lions to face Hunter Ellsworth, who has retired five of her last six, as a matter of fact. We'll get it right. Anyway, Ellsworth doing a good job against this Lions team that put up 10 runs on R7 yesterday. First batter, Sarah Roth. She'll be followed by her twin sister, Jenna Roth, and then behind her, Alexi Sanchez. First pitch outside for a ball. Or is it a strike? May have caught the corner. Righty on lefty matchup here. Waiting for that red dot to go up on the scoreboard. One or the other. There's a pop up left side and high off the screen that hangs above, or that's situated above the Festus dugout on this third base line. So it's either 0-2 or 1-1. I think the scoreboard operator not quite sure as to whether that first pitch was a ball or not. There's another foul ball shot quickly off the top of the screen. It'll roll along the screen in front of us and all the way over to the Festus dugout, third base side once again. Okay, so no balls and two strikes. So it was an 0-2 pitch that was fouled off. Roth, 1-for-2 on the afternoon. 0-2 on the way, and there's a same exact spot, foul ball. Except this time, the ball will die on the screen and land halfway up the third base line. Pretty quiet crowd so far this afternoon. 0-2 offering is shot right back up the middle, just to the left of second base. Abby Rickerman made a diving effort but could not get there. And that's a leadoff single for Sarah Roth to start the top of the fifth. And it's the top of the order for the Lions as well, so potential for some damage here. As I've mentioned numerous times throughout the broadcast, Jenna Roth and Sarah Roth are twin sisters. Except one bats left-handed and the other one bats right-handed. They're both juniors this year for Dan Davison. There's a first pitch, a line drive over the third baseman, Perry, who is in on the play. And that goes in the left field. Back-to-back singles by the twins, Sarah and Jenna. And with nobody out, the Lions threatening to retake the lead. It's going to bring up Alexi Sanchez. Gust of wind kicking through Sunset Park. We're at the grandstand field. There's a ball up around the eyes and outside to Sanchez. Sanchez will line out to short. It was a double play line out as well as a walk. Ellsworth again glancing at her wristband. Looking for those digits that were put out by Coach Montgomery as to what pitch they're going to go with here. There's a bunt effort by Sanchez. Pulled back, and I believe she made an effort at it first, so it goes a strike. Sanchez, 19 runs driven in last year for the Lions, a .449 batting average. Absolutely solid numbers. 1-1 from the righty Ellsworth. Line shot towards second base. It stays low off the ground and gets underneath the glove of Jenkins. Throw from the right fielder. Probst to home is not in time. And Northwest takes a 4-3 lead. Alexi Sanchez pulling through. Catcher. Runners advance on the throw home. 4-3, the new score here in the top of the fifth. Northwest on top. Now time is called. And Coach Montgomery, hands on his hips in the circle. He's brought in the entire infield. Right fielders Probst and Folk take this opportunity to have a little chat. And, of course, left fielder Ashley Wood out in the sun all alone, looking at her feet, trying to get a break from looking into the sun this whole time. Sun situated on the right side of Sunset Park. Coach Montgomery's taking a little while, and the home plate umpire is like, okay, all right, a little too long. He's starting to make his way out there. The batter is going to be Jamie Lee. She's been on base twice, once by single, the other one by fielder's choice. When she's been on the bases, she has taken advantage. Three stolen bags so far this afternoon. Lee kicking some dirt around in the box as the meeting in the circle is over. And here comes Jamie Lee with runners at second and third. And nobody out for the Lions. Potential big inning for Northwest here at the top of the fifth. Potential backbreaker for the Festus Tigers. There's a fastball right down Main Street. It's 0-1 to Jamie Lee. Stands tall in the box, I would say. Probably about 5'9 or so. A little intimidating, if you ask me, especially if you're a pitcher in this type of situation as Ellsworth misses high and wide. Runners at second and third. All it will take is a single, and it will be Northwest up by three runs. Infield creeps in, except for the second baseman, McJunkins, who waits back. The pitch, eye level, ball two. Festus Tigers in Class 3, District 2 this year, same as last year. That includes DeSoto, Hillsboro, Lutheran South, St. Louis, Notre Dame, and Windsor. Festus will play four of those five schools. There's a big fly out towards right field. On the move, the center fielder Folk makes a diving effort to her left and cannot come up with it. Run number five will score. Coming in, number six, the throw to third is not in time. A two-run triple by Jamie Lee. Jenna Roth, Alexi Sanchez score, and the Lions take charge. 6-3 here in the top of the fifth with nobody out. The batter now is Lane Petrie. Got to give Tristan Folk some credit. She made an effort. It was in that right center field gap. Just could not quite get there. First pitch to the left-hand swinging Lane Petrie, and that's outside for ball one. And Coach Montgomery's going to start thinking about bringing in Morgan Green from first to relieve Ellsworth. The circle is in the shade, so in terms of being a little too hot out there, I guess it could still be a thing. Don't know what is attributing to the struggles here for Ellsworth in the fifth, as she does finally get a strike call. Ellsworth just trying to limit the damage to three runs. The 1-1 offering. Misses low and wide, two balls and one strike. Again, I do apologize for our bit.ly link on our tweets with the updates to this game not working. There's a pop-up. Will it stay in play? No. Over towards the left side and lands in the grassy area. Right before the parking lot. So everybody's vehicle is safe and sound. Two balls, two strikes to Lane Petrie. Again, you can download the TuneIn app on your iPhone or Android and look for KJFF. 2-2 pitch. Kicks up some dirt in the opposite batter's box. It's now 3-2. Maddie Stitchling is on deck for Northwest as they lead 6-3. Runner at third is Jamie Lee. She drove in two with a triple. 3-2. Pop up left side, a little looper. Watch out, man. Okay. Gentleman walking away from the field. Didn't realize the ball was headed his direction. Didn't come anywhere close. So that's good. Petrie staying alive. Petrie, by the way, 0-2 with a punch out. Ellsworth needs another. 3-2, up and out of the zone, ball four. And that might be the last pitch for Hunter Ellsworth. We'll see.
Third baseman, Maddie Stitchling.
Runners at the corners now for Northwest. If Coach Montgomery were to come out one more time, You'd have to pull Ellsworth. Maddie Stitchling, an RBI single, her first time up. Granted, that's a shorter second time. Stretches the bat above the top of her head as she goes front to back on the stretch. Righty on righty matchup here. Ellsworth, the violent wind, and the floater misses outside, 1-0. Abby Rickerman and McJunkin, shortstop, second baseman, with a quick little chat at the right of second base. Deep breath by Maddie Stitchling. RBI opportunity for her. While she digs in, she looks at her feet, now looks at the pitcher Ellsworth, the 1-0. Upstairs, two balls, no strikes. 6-3 Northwest, nobody out. That's the big key component here in the top of the fifth inning. Last thing Festus wants to happen is another knock in the alley and down by five runs. There's a pitch inside corner, just above the knees, and Ellsworth gets a strike call. Two balls, one strike. Ellsworth back on the mound. Peers in. Pitch lifted up towards right, drifting to her right. Probst makes the catch. Runner from third will tag. The throw goes to first base. Sliding back in head first safely was Lane Petrie. But Maddie Stitchling is able to score Jamie Lee. So that two-run triple by Jamie Lee pays off as Maddie Stitchling gets credit with a sac fly. And there's just one out now. Runner at first is Petrie. The batter, Vanessa Cardenas. First pitch, knee high for a strike. Righty on righty matchup here. 7-3, your new score. One-oh offering, up and outside. Runner towards second. The throw and the tag applied on the knee by Abby Rickerman. And a race from the bases is Lane Petrie. That's a caught stealing for McKenna Templeton. Excellent throw that drifted towards the right of second base. And Abby Rickerman alertly snagged the throw, applied the tag on the incoming knee. And there are two away for Vanessa Cardenas. Nobody on for her. Cardenas, a walk and a pop-up. Ahead in the count, 1-0, the pitch. Up and wide. And it's 2-1, actually. By the way, we got Friday Night Football for you that we'll tell you about next inning. Fly ball. Right center field, drifting backwards. The right fielder and center fielder look at each other, and it's Probst reaching out at the last second, but it's dropped for a double. Chance for the Tigers to get out of the inning. Up next, and Probst and Folk could not figure out who was going to take charge of the fly ball. Probst reached out, and it dropped right past her glove. Double for Cardenas. Batter, Madison Welker. Welker sporting the number 32. It's in bold white on the back of her jersey with a gray trim. Fastball low and in. 1-0. So, yeah, Friday Night Football will be week two of football. Week one wasn't exactly... or didn't go exactly according to plan with all the heavy rains and lightning coming in through the Jefferson County area on Friday. It's okay. They all got their games in. By the way, the 1-0 miss. Now 2-0 to Maddie Welker, who's got a pop-up to first and a single. Next pitch in there for strike one. This inning started out 3-3, an RBI single by Alexis Sanchez. Then a two-run triple by Jamie Lee, and then a sac fly by Maddie Stitchling. Runner at second is Cardenas. And a sharp ground ball inside the third base bag, deep into the corner left field. That's a run scoring for the Lions. An RBI double for Maddie Welker. And the eight Northwest Lions fans here making the noise. 8-3, your new score. And now the batter is Ella Stitchling. So through the first two games, it appears the Tigers might have some issues with pitching this season. Their offense has been pretty good. They've put up 12 runs in 12 innings. Here's the next pitch. Foul tip off the end of the bat to Ella Stitchling. No balls, one strike. Ella trying to drive in her younger sister, Maddie Stitchling. I beg your pardon, the other way around. Trying to drive in her older sister, Maddie Stitchling. 0-1. Off-speed pitch outside corner. You bet that's a strike. 0-2. To Ella Stitchling, who has a two-run double and a pop-up to third. Coach Davison trying to amp up Stitchling. The 0-2 is on its way. Sharp ground ball. Pass the third baseman, Perry, into left field. Stop sign given for the runner at third. Runners at the corners for Northwest with two outs. Trying to extend their 8-3 lead. We go back to the top of the order for Sarah Roth.
Sarah Roth.
Perry just couldn't get her glove down in time. That sharp ground ball by Elda Stitchling just past that black leather mitt and into left field. Strong arm by Ashley Wood, forcing Coach Davison with a five-run lead to put a stop to the rounding of third by Welker. So she's at third, standing there. At first is Stitchling. Sarah Roth actually started this inning with a single, so the Lions have batted around. Here's the pitch. Changeup. This actually catches the outside corner, 0-1. Sarah Roth, pretty big game so far today. A single, a strikeout, and another single with a run scored. Next pitch. Sharply hit to a knee. Perry makes the catch right before the ball hits the dirt. So a five-run top of the fifth inning for the Northwest Lions. The big knock of the inning, a two-run triple by Jamie Lee. So 8-3, your new score. Lions on top of Festus. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to high school softball in Jefferson County on KJF.
Family, health, home. Comtree has been a leader in providing health care to you and your family for over 45 years. What started as mental health services has expanded to dental care, primary care, and many community services. We are your home for health care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to eight and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Matt Green will back with you on AM 1400 KJF. 8-3 the score. Northwest on top of Festus. The Festus Tigers coming up to bat here in the bottom of the fifth. This broadcast is possible because of Farmington and McDonald's, as well as Midwest Sports Center of Farmington. Mineral Area College in Park Hills, New Era Bank, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterra, as well as Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy, Farmington, Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton. And the batter for the Tigers is Bailey Probst. First pitch was chop foul. Landed at the feet of the catcher. It's 0-1. It'll be Probst, the number 9 hitter, followed by Abby Rickerman, the top of the order hitter for the Tigers, and then Morgan Green. Vanessa Cardenas still on the mound. Started this game for the Lions, and she misses up. 1-1, 1-2 to Bailey Probst. Bats from the right side, playing right field this afternoon. Was hit on the ankles on a 3-1 pitch. Hits it sharply to third. In on the dirt, Maddie Stitchling throws across the way in time to retire Probst for out number one. Alpha Media Farmington encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible, which also includes Patsy's Furniture, Park Hills, Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, Serenity Hospice Care in Farmington, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, and the UPS store in Festus. First pitch to Abby Rickerman. And a little placed ball perfectly between the pitcher and the shortstop. And Rickerman is aboard with her second base hit.
Morgan Green.
That ends a string of 8 retired in a row by Cardenas. She'll now face Morgan Green. First pitch is a strike at the knees. Green bats from the left side. It's her first appearance at the plate since the bottom of the first inning. Since the bottom of the second inning. Lifts one left side and off the top of the Festus dugout. All right, as I promised, we'll talk to you about our Friday night football broadcast. Brought to you by our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. We listen so you can hear. First and foremost on KJF right here. It'll be Windsor at Sekman, battle of I-55. There's a swing and a miss by Morgan Green. She's down on strikes, retired for the second time. And there's two away in the bottom of the fifth with Rickerman at first and Paige Perry coming up to the dish. Secondly, on AM800 KREI, it's the Battle on the Turf Heart Walk game between North County and Farmington. Great St. Francis County duel there. And taking second is Abby Rickerman without a throw. She was on the go on that pitch from Cardenas, who pounded her chest, saying, "My bad, should have changed up my variation or changed up my pitching variation." Or whatever she might have been saying. Probably wasn't that, probably just my bad. Anyway, next pitch to Paige Perry. She'll find the alley in right center field. And that'll get down, and run number 4 coming to score for the Festus Tigers as Rickerman touches home plate. That's an RBI double for Paige Perry. 8-4 the new score. Festus still trailing.
Up next, number 10, the catcher, McKenna Templeton.
More importantly, that's an RBI single with 2 outs. So Paige Perry, the number 3 hitter, proving she can come up big in a 2-out situation with a runner in scoring position. So now she's at second base, and the batter is McKenna Templeton. First pitch, a called strike. Festus crowd doesn't like it. To continue our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule for Friday night, this Friday night, on the MIMO Info sports stream at MIMOinfo.com, it's the battle of the Black Cats, Fredericktown, and Herculaneum. There's another fastball, another heater at the knees, and it's 0-2, Cardenas to Templeton. And then on G98, it's the Battle of St. Genevieve as Valley Catholic takes on the St. Genevieve Dragons. Again, this is all Friday, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6 o'clock Fleeg's pregame show on all of our regional radio stations. There's a strike call at the knees. Templeton down on strikes. Cardenas limits the damage to 1 run, but it was an RBI double by Paige Perry. New score is Northwest 8, Festus 4. We're through 5, and you're listening to Jefferson County Softball on KJF.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Green, we're back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF. We got ourselves a pitching change. Morgan Green, the southpaw, coming in for Hunter Ellsworth, who lasted just five innings.
Batting for Northwest.
Gave up eight runs.
Jenna Roth.
Jenna Roth is the first batter up for the Northwest Lions. Looking down at first base, trying to get the jersey number of the new first baseman for Festus. And there's a heater up and in, going to glance off the back or maybe the shoulder of Jenna Roth. And Jenna Roth, on the first pitch from Morgan Green, is going to reach first on the hit-by-pitch. So that's how we get the top of the sixth started. Now the batter's Alexi Sanchez. Ball in the dirt from the southpaw Green. Kicks away. And into second goes Jenna Roth. McKenna Templeton really had no chance there to block that one. It's now 2-0, I believe, to Alexi Sanchez. Next pitch, fastball in the outside corner. 1-1, actually. So, again, Hunter Ellsworth going five innings, giving up eight runs, a couple of fly balls into the outfield that should have been caught that were not, but still went down as hits, not errors. So eight earned for Ellsworth. Ball up and in underneath the armpit of Alexi Sanchez. Two balls, one strike. Morgan Green still looking for her command here. And the 2-1. She tries for the upper portion of the K zone, and, well, she misses off the plate. Three balls, one strike. Morgan Green to Alexi Sanchez. Lefty on lefty matchup. Perry just in front of the third base bag for the Tigers. 3-1. Grounder. Left side. Rickerman charges. Fields. Fires on the short hop. Fields it and fires it for the out. And now they're going to try to throw the runner out at third. And the throw is high and wide. And Probst unable to get the lead runner, Jenna Roth, as she airmailed it into foul territory, and Roth picks herself up and scores. It's now 9-4 Northwest. So they get the force play at first base on the 6-3. But then on the throwing error, the run scores. So that'll go down as unearned for Morgan Green. Batter up is Jamie Lee. First pitch low and wide to the tall righty. It's now 1-0. 1-0 pitch low. 2-0. Morgan Green just sort of looking for answers. Look to her dugout before this 2-0 pitch. Finds the strike zone. Bit of an unhittable pitch there because it was tailing away from the righty Lee, and it was a little bit low in the zone. 9-4 right now, Northwest on top of Festus, top of the sixth here at Sunset Park. Ball up and in. And three balls and one strike now to Jamie Lee. A few moans and groans from the Festus faithful. Jamie Lee with a single, a fielder's choice, and a two-run triple. 9-4, the lead, and the pitch is shot foul right side towards the school bus. 3-2 to Jamie Lee. That two-run triple, part of the five-run top of the fifth for the Lions, where they sent 10 to the plate. Green spinning the ball on her fingertips from her left hip, delivers, and a high heater right past Jamie Lee as maybe a little foul tip there. McKenna Templeton hangs on, and that's out number two. First strike out of the ballgame from Morgan Green.
Left fielder, Lane Petrie.
So Northwest has had two innings of three or more runs back in the second, and then that five-run fifth. Nobody on, two outs here in the top of the sixth. They've already pushed one across. There's a ball up in the zone for a called strike, as a matter of fact. Lane Petrie batting from the left side, 0 for 2 today. She's been hit by a pitch along with a strikeout. 0-1 coming. Ball up in the zone, popped up left side. Paige Perry giving a look at it in foul ground, and she's got it for out number three. So Northwest scores a run on a throwing error by the first baseman Probst. And so we head to the bottom of the sixth. Festus in a bit of a hole here. 9-4 your score. Northwest on top. You're listening to high school baseball in Jefferson County on KJF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
We're Jeffco Radio, Straight Talk, AM 1400, KJFF, Festus, Crystal City, Goldman, Dittmer.
Matt Green will back with you on AM 1400, KJFF. 9-4 is the score. Northwest has a lead over the Festus Tigers. The Tigers are set to come to the plate to face Vanessa Cardenas. Cardenas with a shaky first inning, surrendered two. Festus tied it up at 3-3 in the bottom of the second. But ever since, it's been a pretty dominant performance, not in the strikeout category, but just allowing Festus to put the ball in play, letting her defense do the work. She did slip up a little bit in the bottom of the fifth inning, giving up a double to Paige Perry. But other than that, been a pretty solid afternoon for Vanessa Cardenas. And she's out there for the sixth inning to face Tristan Folk, Hunter Ellsworth, and Mackenzie McJunkins. First pitch off the dirt and up on the screen. It's 1-0. So I mentioned in our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule, Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear. I mentioned our Friday night football lineup. I'll tell you that again in a second. But then I also want to go over our softball broadcast lineup for next week. I want you to keep this in mind for next week. But first, the pitch to Folk. It's 1-0, and it misses in. 2-0. All right, so Friday night football, week two. It's Valley Catholic at St. Genevieve on J98. Windsor at Seckman right here on KJFF. North County at Farmington on AM 800 KREI. And then Fredericktown at Herculaneum on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Fastball at the knees. That's good for a strike. 2-1 the count to number 15, Tristan Folk. Not a big kid, Folk. I'd say about 5'5". Maybe a little smaller. 2-1. And Cardenas blows one right past her. Now 2-2. As for softball next week, Farmington visits Hillsboro Wednesday. That's September 11th, Wednesday. That game can be heard right here on KJF and on AM800 KREI. 2-2. And that's wide. 3 balls, 2 strikes. You will hear the voice of Andy Humphrey and not my own on Wednesday afternoon at 4:15 with the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. That's next Wednesday, Farmington at Hillsboro softball. 2-2. Misses high, and that's ball four. And so Tristan Folk works a leadoff walk as the train rolls on through once more. Second time this ball game for the train.
Batting for the Tigers, number 3, Anna Armin.
So Anna Armin, who was a courtesy runner for Hunter Ellsworth back in the second inning, will now grab the bat. And if you thought 5-4 was small, wait till you get a look at Anna Armin. It's a little bit shorter, about 5'2", 5'3", maybe. First pitch high and wide from Vanessa Cardenas. So the advantage actually might be for Armin, considering her strike zone is smaller. 1-0 from Cardenas, the tall righty, and she misses low. 2-0. You just pretty much have to hit the dirt to miss the bottom of the zone for Anna Armin. Festus trailing by 5 here. It's not over yet. Bottom of the 6. Nobody out and 1 on. Pitch up around the eyes. 3 balls, no strikes. So, again, Farmington Hillsboro softball next Wednesday, 4:15 pregame, KREI and KJF. And then Thursday, St. Pius at Festus. So we'll be right back here at Sunset Park for the Lancers paying a visit to the Tigers. That's ball four. 4 straight from Cardenas that missed the zone. And it's 2 aboard for Mackenzie McJunkins. And now you start to wonder when Dan Davison might come out and talk. Oh, there you go, right on cue. Head coach Dan Davison out to have a word with not just Cardenas, but the rest of the infield, giving us an opportunity to finish off telling you about our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule for softball next week. As I mentioned, Farmington at Hillsboro on Wednesday, and then St. Pius at Festus right here on KJF and KJF only. That's also a 4:15 start. We'll also have some high school volleyball for you Thursday evening. How about that? Volleyball back in action as well. West County will be at St. Paul. 7:15 pregame start there on the MIMO Info Sports Stream. Also on Thursday, it's a heavy-loaded Thursday sports schedule for you. Again, St. Pius, Festus softball, 4:15 on KJF. West County, St. Paul volleyball on the sports stream at 7:15. And then Tiger Talk, Mizzou Tiger Talk at 6 o'clock or in progress after the conclusion of the St. Pius Festus game. That'll be on KREI and KJF. Here we go, meeting over. Everyone back where they need to be. Mackenzie McJunkins, the batter. First pitch low and wide. Cardenas a little bit slower between deliveries. Maybe she's getting worn out here. Pounds the ball into the mid a couple of times. Gets back on the rubber. 1-0 to McJunkins, the left-handed swinging second baseman. This one's above her head. Ball kicks away. Both runners move up. Folt goes into third on the pass ball. Anna Armin into second base. Two speedsters on the bases, so you can pretty much bank on 2 runs if McJunkins can put this one into the outfield. Third baseman Stitchling creeps in. The pitch. And what do we have here? Ball 3. Okay. Nobody out for the Tigers. Down 9-4. 3-0 from Cardenas. Low and outside. That's ball 4. You have to start to wonder, is it physical or is it mental?
Number 5, Christina Mack.
I would say it's probably both. It's 3 walks in the inning, and she's only thrown 2 strikes out of those 3 walks. So base is loaded. for Christina Mack, who's already driven one in. Catcher Jamie Lee standing up, looking into the northwest dugout, third base side, or first base side, I should say. Now she's back in a squat, and the pitch is on the outside corner, about knee high for a strike. As I mentioned, going into the season, Christina Mack had just nine at-bats from last year. This will be her third one of this game. Next pitch, and on the hand, she fights it off right side and over the northwest dugout. It's 0-2. Behind Mack is the new first baseman, Bailey Probst, as Morgan Green went from first to the circle in place of Hunter Ellsworth. 0-2. And staying alive is Christina Mack as she fights one off that outside corner. We are here at Sunset Park in Festus, and we are pretty much going to be watching the sunset here this evening. Still a hazy blue sky with a few clouds out there. There's a pitch that gets away towards the screen. Backhand flip to home and not in time. Sliding feet first underneath the tag was Tristan Folk. And Festus puts run number 5 on the board. So a wild pitch there by Cardenas allows Festus to pull within 4. It's 2-1. I beg your pardon. 1-2 to Christina Mack. The 1-2 pitch and a floater up around the chin. That's ball 2. So Bailey Probst actually represents the tying run in the on-deck circle if Christina Mack is able to reach. By the way, that wild pitch had bounced and caught a piece of the home plate umpire before kicking to the screen. But the umpires are part of the live ball. Let's see what Mack can do here, leaning back, standing up tall, waiting for Cardenas to get ready to deliver the 2-2. Cardenas peers in to home and misses high and wide, ball 3. And now Coach Dan Davison probably going to have to consider bringing in a replacement for Cardenas. Runners at second and third, 9-5 lead for Northwest, the 3-2 pitch. Little looper towards first, side spin, gets away from the first baseman. The flip to first is still in time, though, so the ball gets away from the first baseman. She's able to gather it right at the line. Underhand toss to first base to retire Mack, but scoring the run is Anna Armin. And so now Festus trails 9-6. Thought for a second Mack might reach safely. But no, she's out number 1. So a 3-4 RBI ground out there. It's a foul ball high off the screen right side. Kicks back towards first base. That was the second RBI for Christina Mack. The batter, Bailey Probst, 0-for-1, got hit by a pitch her first time up. Grounded out to third to start the bottom of the fifth inning. That was last inning. And the 0-1 is a floating changeup up in the zone, now 1-1. Nine-six, runner at third for the Tigers, trying to mount the comeback. Strike on the inside corner. Cardenas taking a little bit off that pitch. It's 1-2. On deck is Abby Rickerman. If Probst can reach, Rickerman could tie up the game with one swing. 1-2. Up in the zone, fighting it off. Straight back is Probst. Probst. Bailey Probst. Fans a little bit more invested now that the deficit has gone from 5-3. A 1-2 to Probst. She turns on it. Will it stay fair? No. Just foul down the left field line. Deep breath taken by Probst. Thought she had an RBI. Thought she was aboard. And thought that she represented run number 8 if Rickerman were to drive her in. But no, it's all foul. So push all that aside. And we'll have to wait another pitch to see what happens. There it is. And it's up in the zone. Two balls, two strikes. Cardenas and Probst in a good battle here. Bottom of the sixth inning, 9-6 the score. Cardenas with her pink headband and all, face mask on, 2-2. Up high with the heat. Three balls, two strikes. Can Bailey Probst keep a cool head here? Can Cardenas keep the mind and the physical aspect of pitching focused here and get this ball over the plate? She does, and it's ripped down the left side, foul. So 3-2 to Bailey Probst. That's her third two-strike foul ball. Cardenas back on the rubber, the 3-2 offering. It's up in the zone. Probst takes it, ball four. And here comes Abby Rickerman representing the tying run here in the bottom of the sixth. And Cardenas will not be allowed to finish this inning. Vanessa Cardenas got through five innings pretty nicely, but in the bottom of the sixth ran into some trouble. She walked four. Threw a wild pitch and gave up an RBI ground out. And that's it for her this evening. She removes the pitcher's mask and gives up the circle as well. So we got ourselves a pitching change. Right now it's runners at the corners for the Tigers. Just one out. Abby Rickerman is the batter. And if she can deposit one over the outfield fence, we'll be all tied up. So stick around. Find out who your new pitcher is and if Abby Rickerman can do just that. It's the bottom of the sixth. One out. Runners on the corners for the Tigers. Down by three here on KJF.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a five-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-851.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
For you in-ground pool owners, it's that time again. Yes, time's near to close your pool. The leaves will be falling soon enough. Hi, I'm Jason DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We're taking reservations for pool closings. We'll save you a lot of work. If a problem exists in your pool when it's closed, it will still be there come spring. Only worse. Let us do the job for you. Home Pools and Spas on the outer road just south of Ludington Exit.
Josh Harris is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Josh, when it comes to off-road fun or on-the-water fun, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Off-road, we've got it. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am. And then if you want water, we've got Sea-Doo. Off-road fun is where it's at. We've got a lot of neat stuff going on. You can come in and drive the Polaris Razor, compare it to the Can-Am X3. Stop by and see us. No pressure, good family fun. We're located at right next to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington.
We are back. Bottom of the sixth inning. Matt Greenwood with you. Festus down 9-6. Maddie Welker is the new pitcher to face Abby Rickerman. Righty on lefty matchup here. Rickerman taps it foul. Runners at the corners. One out. One swing. We're tied up. Two swings, and we might still be tied up. At third right now, it is McJunkins at first, Bailey Probst. The 0-1 from Welker. Running start for Rickerman. She drags it foul. No balls and two strikes. Abby Rickerman, going to be a member of the SEMO Redhawks next year. Two singles so far, two runs scored, two stolen bases. Trying to come up big in a big spot with her team down 3-2 on. 0-2. Up in the zone, and that actually came off the bat of Rickerman. So she gets that running start. By the time she swings the bat, she's right towards the top of the box. And my guess is she got to the top of the box, and that pitch was a little too far in. And it came off the knuckle part of the bat and shot foul. Welker ready to deliver. There it is. Rickerman pokes it over the third baseman's head. That'll trickle in the shallow left, and Fessus has run number seven. As sliding feed first is Mackenzie McJunkins. And don't turn away now, but the Tigers are on the prowl with the runners at first and second. And the go-ahead run at home with Morgan Green. The batter, Morgan Green, with an RBI single. Righty-on-lefty matchup once again. Ball in the gap ties it up. 9-7, your new score. Northwest hanging on here. Strike call on the inside part of the plate. It's 0-1. So Vanessa Cardenas lasting 5 1/3. That run gets charged to her. Pitch just missing off the plate. A few oohs and ahs from the Northwest crowd. No balls, two strikes. Still just one out. Barring a double play ball, Paige Perry will come up. Welker rubbing the softball up and down her right rib cage. Now she steps off the rubber. Gets back on, 0-2. Fastball tails low and wide. One ball, two strikes. At second is Bailey Probst. She worked a very tough walk, which actually got Cardenas removed from the ballgame by Coach Davison. Here comes the 2-2. It's chopped off of home plate, stays on home plate, and will kick just foul. First base coach thought it stayed fair. I thought it went foul as well. Smart play there by Jamie Lee, who actually at first didn't know where the ball was, but she found it and smartly just said, okay, let's see where it goes, and then I'll pick it up. So she picked it up in foul territory, just foul, as a matter of fact. Here comes a 2-2 now to Morgan Green. And she fouls one right off the screen. And if that fence wasn't up there, well, you'd have no broadcast the rest of the evening. So I would be out cold. Thank goodness for whoever was the genius that came up with the idea to put a fence behind home plate for all of us. Whoever he or they or she may be. Here's a slow roller to the right side. Second baseman, backhand flip to first in time to retire Morgan Green. Green, though, advances the runners. Two away for Paige Perry.
Batting number 45, Paige Perry.
Perry. An RBI double in the bottom of the fifth. At that point, it made it 9-5. A bigger part, an 8-4. Northwest adding a run in the top of the sixth to make it 9-4. Fessus with three runs here in the bottom of the sixth. They could have more. Perry swinging for the fences. Comes up empty on the high heater. So Maddie Welker, in relief of her teammate and buddy, Vanessa Cardenas, trying to limit the Tigers here to just three runs. No balls, one strike to Perry. It's a righty-on-righty matchup. And she'll shoot one hard off the fence right behind home plate. It's 0-2. Time to choke up. If you're Paige Perry. Center fielder Sanchez is playing shallow. There's a big gap out in right field. 0-2 from Welker. It's up in the zone. Easy take. Paige Perry, before that RBI double, had two groundouts. Little bounce in her step in the box. Welker ready. Lines, fires, 1-2. Fouled off the screen on the right side, somehow snuck through. I would estimate we're probably looking at about 100 people here in attendance. 75. Somewhere in between. Good ball game. 9-7, Festus trails. Runners at second and third. 1-2 pitch to Perry. It's at her feet. It gets away from the catcher. She runs into the umpire trying to locate the ball behind her. But unfortunately, the Tigers cannot advance. There's only about 6 feet behind home plate. Still 2-2 to Paige Perry, who's battled her way back here. Single ties it up. especially with Abby Rickerman running at second base. The 2-2 to Perry. She goes down low for this and shoots it right side and amongst some trees. Looks like it went over the front portion of the school bus back there. Maybe landed in a truck bed. Runner at third is Bailey Probst. At second, as I mentioned, Abby Rickerman. The batter is Paige Perry with two away. The 2-2. Grounder, third base, and just foul. Next up for the Northwest Lions will be a home game tomorrow against Pacific. As for Festus, they'll be participating in the Cape Girardeau Notre Dame tournament beginning Friday. Looking to even up their win-loss record, the Tigers, here this evening. The 2-2 pitch. Perry once again goes down low, almost to a knee, and lifts it up right side out of play. Two balls, two strikes. The shouts from both dugouts getting increasingly louder. Runners at second and third. Tigers down by two. The call from the catcher, Lee. The delivery from Welker. It's up and in. She thought she got strike three. Hopped up twice like a bunny, thinking that was a strikeout. Now she's got to gather herself back. Three balls, two strikes. Two outs. Catcher Lee still standing up. Now she squats. Welker to Perry. Just inside, ball four. And Maddie Welker did everything in her power to not yell in frustration there. She pounded her fist into her glove. That looked good for me, for being honest here. But it's ball four. That is walk number five of the inning. The batter is McKenna Templeton. She has an RBI tonight. And the first pitch, line drive towards second, reaching out to her right. Jenna Roth makes the catch on the run, and the inning is over. Festus gets the bases loaded. Two outs, trailing 9-7, and McKenna Templeton robbed of two runs and possibly a Festus lead. We are through six, Northwest 9, Festus 7. You're listening to Jefferson County High School Softball on KJF.
Hi, this is Amy with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Our program is progressive with multiple age-specific levels. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and fun family involvement. So bring your child to the Y, where they will develop skills that go beyond the court. Registration is now open for fall basketball ages 3 years through 8th grade and will close on October 7th. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Matt Green will back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. Morgan Green for the Tigers. The lefty is looking for a clean top of the seventh as her team trails 9-7. The Northwest Lions have been, well, they've been in the lead for most of the game. They were down 2-0 after the first inning. Then they scored three in the top of the second to take a 3-2 lead. Festus wound up tying at 3-3, but ever since it's been Northwest in front. Here's the first batter. Maddie Stitchling. First pitch from the lefty Green is out wide, 1-0. Stitchling digs back in, drags the bat head out over the outside portion of home plate, and the pitch is grounded off the mitt of the third baseman Perry. It kicks off the bag back in her direction. She's unable to pick herself up and locate the ball in time, and that's an infield single for Maddie Stitchling.
Number 13, Vanessa Cardenas.
So now Vanessa Cardenas. She's got a double, a run scored, a walk as well. Tall righty who started this game for Northwest takes a pitch at the knees for a strike. So I got an update for you regarding our issues with our Bitly link on our earlier tweets with updates from this game, and I'll get to that in a second. Skipping out of the way, the on-deck circle, in the on-deck circle was the Northwest batter there, Madison Welker, as there was a sharp foul ball hit her direction. It's 0-2 to Vanessa Cardenas, who's actually still in line for the victory tonight for the Lions. Green again in relief, trying to shut down the Lions here in the top of the seventh to give Festus a fighting chance. Here's a line drive towards center, coming forward. Folt can't get to it, pass her to the fence. Around second, heading towards third is Stitchling, and into second with a double is Vanessa Cardenas. Runners at second and third for Northwest with nobody out here in the top of the seventh, up by two.
Batting number 30,
so no runs scores. Stitchling doesn't have Abby Rickerman's speed, but she did good to get around and get over to third. And now Coach Montgomery is going to go out and have a meeting with his pitcher and infield. So Maddie Welker, the number 8 hitter, is the batter. That's W-E-L-K-E-R, Welker. She's got two aboard with nobody out, and her team up 9-7. All right, here's the explanation. So, of course, AM800KRI and AM1400KJFF are Mizzou Tiger affiliates. Well, IMG College represents Mizzou on the air. Apparently, they have provided us a, not necessarily provided us, but have told us to put up a geofencing. So it's basically based on your geography, where you are, you either can listen to the game or you might be too far away to hear it. So it apparently, we're not 100% sure on this because this is one sports director to another. As we're ready to go, there's a big fly out towards left field, a no doubter. Three-run jack. Maddie Welker gives Northwest that five-run lead right back. It's 12-7. Jumping right on that Morgan Green pitch, and Maddie Welker says, well, I can hit him deep, and she does. It's now 12-7 Northwest Lions. Early candidate for our play of the game. I mean, that ball was cranked. I mean, I think Wood gave it about three steps over to her left before she said, yeah, this one's gone. Now the next batter, Ella Stitchling, rides one into the gap. And that's a solo home run. Couldn't tell if it was a one-hopper for a ground rule double or another blast, but it's a blast for the Northwest Lions. And they lead 13-7, back-to-back home runs for the Northwest Lions. And just like that, what could have turned out to be a bottom of the seventh comeback for the Tigers might be a killing there by Northwest here in the top of the seventh.
Up next, number 11, Sarah Ross.
Might have ourselves a combined Applebee's, a bigger part in a combined Serenity Hospice Care play of the game. Here's the batter, Sarah Roth. Lefty takes it low and wide. So as I was saying, if you're outside of 75 miles from that link, you will be unable to listen to it. Here's a ground ball back towards Morgan Green. Plays her position well inside that circle and throws it to first in time for out number one. Sarah Roth is retired. Third time she's been put down today.
Jenna Roth.
And that is Sarah Roth at the top of the order. Behind her, Jenna Roth, her twin sister. Lefty on righty matchup, swing and a miss. So if you are outside of 75 miles from our location in Farmington, you unfortunately will be unable to listen to our Bitly link. Now, I don't know if that affects our online link or not. My guess is it would. It would affect all links. Strike called to Jenna Roth, who's scored twice today. And 0-2 bouncer outside for Morgan Green. Pretty deflating feeling for Morgan Green coming into this inning with her team down two, looking for a 1-2-3 frame or at least a scoreless inning to give her team a fighting chance in the bottom of the seventh. Still, though, the Tigers, they know how to put up some runs. There's a pitch well outside. Now 2-2 to Jenna Roth. But Maddie Stitchling and Vanessa Cardenas both get on base. And then Maddie Welker with a moonshot to left. And then Ella Stitchling going back-to-back with Welker. 1-2 up in the zone, popped up right side towards the bright sun. And that hits the passenger side window of a maroon Tahoe. But thankfully, the tree right in front of it was able to, essentially slow down that ball. And it looks like just a light thud. Pop up, right center field. Actually will land in the gap. Jenna Roth on her horse around first, headed towards second. Now turns second and goes towards third. And she is out. Throw from the cutoff, from the relay lady, Abby Rickerman, it appears. And the throw to third to Paige Perry was well in time. All Perry had to do was apply a tag, and she did. So Jenna Roth will be credited with a double. And then out trying to stretch it into a triple. Now the batter's Alexis Sanchez. That'll go down as a 9-6-5 relay. First pitch to Sanchez, a strike. Sanchez lined into a double play first time up. Walked her second time. Drove in a run her third time. And shoots a sharp single into right field to get on base for the third time today. A two-out single for Alexis Sanchez. 13-7, Northwest leading. It was 9-7 coming into this inning. The batter now is Jamie Lee. The Tigers, by the way, will have Tristan Folk, Anna Armin, and Mackenzie McJunkins to start off the bottom of the seventh. That is 5, 6, and 7 in the order. First pitch to Jamie Lee is low, ball one. Lee with three stolen bases, one run scored, two hits, including a two-run triple in the top of the fifth. Chance to add to her pretty solid day today. Fouls one off the screen, off one hop. It's 1-1. McKenna Templeton picking up the foul ball right in front of us. We are situated slightly up the third baseline. I would say we're within about 12 to 14 feet of home plate. There's a big ride out towards center field, sending Folk back. She'll look up, and that ball is gone. Two-run home run, Jamie Lee. And the Northwest Lions piling it on here in the top of the seventh inning That's the third dinger of the top of the seventh. And they all celebrate at home plate. The blue and the whites up 15-7. Straight away, center field, another no-doubter for the Northwest Lions. That clears the bases.
Left fielder.
And Sanchez comes in to score on that one. The batter now is Lane Petrie, first pitch. Fastball outside corner to the lefty. This is the ninth batter of the inning for Northwest. Next pitch, up and in, ball one. A three-run home run, Maddie Welker. Solo home run, Ella Stitchling. Two-run home run, Jamie Lee. 15-7 Northwest, three home runs in this inning. 1-1, lifted up left side, and just sneaks over the fence there in foul territory. 1-2, Morgan Green to Lane Petrie. Petrie has yet to make it on base today. Beg your pardon, except for once. She did get hit by a pitch. Other than that, 0 for 3. 1-2 bouncer scoots away. 2-2 now to Lane Petrie. Two-two offering, line drive, right side and foul will hit the thick grass over there and roll in front of a white truck. Abby Rickerman to have a word with Morgan Green in the circle. Pats her on the back as well. Green trying to keep focus here after giving up three home runs in this top of the seventh. 2-2. Ball lifted up left side. In initially is Wood. Back now. Two steps. Catches it above the shoulders for out number three. Maddie Welker. Three-run home run. Ella Stitchling. Solo home run. Jamie Lee. Two-run shot. It's 15-7 Northwest over Festus. As we head to the bottom of the seventh, you're listening to Jefferson County High School Softball on KJF.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Fall is here and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, hometown proud.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the fish.
Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now two for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
And we are back in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Matt Greenwood with you. And bottom of the seventh inning, it is 15-7 Northwest, leading the Festus Tigers. The batter is Tristan Folk. The pitcher, Maddie Welker. Welker, first pitch fastball right down Main Street. So Festus down to their final three outs here in Game 2 of the 2019 fall softball season. 0-1 offering. high and wide. Matty Welker, a three-run home run in the top of the seventh. Got the home run barrage going, as a matter of fact. Two more followed hers. Now she's back in the circle to finish things off. She came in relief of Vanessa Cardenas with one out in the sixth inning. Next pitch inside, lifted up right side. And the screen protecting all the vehicles over there. One ball and one strike. Again, our next softball game on KJF will feature Farmington at Hillsborough next Wednesday. That can also be heard on AM 800 Carry I. Andy Humphrey, J98 Sports Director, will have the call there for you. And a ball drifting low and inside, now 2-2. Maddie Welk will pick up the rosin bag, situated 2.5 feet behind the rubber. A couple of practice cuts there by Tristan Folk outside the box, and now she's back into her squatting start. Sort of stands up a little bit straighter now, and the 2-2 misses in the dirt. 3-1. So, pardon me, it was a 2-1 pitch, now 3-1. Following the Wednesday game next week for Farmington at Hillsborough will be a Thursday affair between St. Pius and Festus back here at Sunset Park. 3-1. Up in the zone, fouled high off the screen. It'll pop up off there and then land just to the right of the home plate umpire's box. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Tristan Folk. No game on the schedule tomorrow, broadcast-wise. But do tune in to KJF and our sports reports in the mornings for our Friday scoreboard, or Thursday scoreboard with Thursday results on Friday. There's a ground ball towards short. Off her back foot, able to collect herself, was Sarah Roth, and she makes a good throw to first in time for out number one. Be sure to stick around for our postgame show, as we'll hear from both head coaches, Jeff Montgomery of Festus and Dan Davison of the Northwest Lions. The batter is Anna Armin, batting for the second consecutive inning. First pitch for the 5'2" little one is low and outside. 1 ball, no strikes. When she plays the field, she's either a catcher or an outfielder, Anna Armin. A-R-M-A-N. Shouts of Anna from the Tiger dugout. 1-0. Low, 2-0. The Festus Tigers, after it's all said and done here, will enter the Cape Girardeau Notre Dame tournament on Friday. So they'll have some weekend softball down south near SEMO, where Abby Rickerman will be attending college next year. 2-0 is low, 3 balls and no strikes. How would you like that, huh? Be a junior and already know exactly where you're going to college and what sport you're going to be playing and all that stuff. Got to work hard to earn it, and Abby Rickerman has. So she'll be playing right near there this weekend. That's 4 straight low ones to Tristan Folk. To Anna Harmon. And so Armin, works a walk. Here's Mackenzie McJunkins. Going with her orange chin strap once again. Holding up the please wait, don't pitch sign. Now she digs in the lefty, and the pitch from the righty Welker is in there for a strike. Coming up after this contest will be a little Joe Pags for you. Don't forget, we got Tiger Talk tomorrow from 6 to 7 on KJF. Next pitch. Right back towards Welker. Turns, throws to second for one. Throw to first. Would not have been in time anyway, but the throw gets away from the first baseman. And heading into second without a throw is McJunkins. So they do get the force play at second. That'll go down as a 1-6, but the throw to first was mishandled by Ella Stitchling. So McJunkins able to reach. Here's Christina Mack. Mack with two RBIs. Ball never left the infield, but she still brought him home on grounders. One towards, or they were both involving the second baseman. First pitch is no bueno. The first RBI ground out was a slow roller fielded by the second baseman. Second ground out RBI was one that was spinning away from the first baseman. She was able to reach out and grab it, but not before the run scored, but then she was able to flip it to first for the out there. Mack fouls one. It's now 1-1 to Christina Mack with a runner at second and two down for the Tigers, down by eight. And was that a foul ball? Yes. Okay, that's what I thought. Mackenzie McJunkins thought maybe it was a pass ball, and so she ran to third, and of course that confused me because I was thinking there's no way that that was a pass ball. It looked like a foul tip off the end of the bat of Mack, and it was. Two strikes on Mack. Festus down by eight, down to their final strike. Here comes the pitch from Welker. It's high and wide. 2-2 the count. Northwest Lions will be hosting Pacific tomorrow. By the way, Jordan Owens and Kaylee Edler were on this Northwest District Championship squad last year. There's a slow roller up the third baseline and foul. Staying alive is Christina Mack. Jordan Owens and Kaylee Edler are playing their softball this year at East Central. But despite losing those two college-bound players, Northwest returns a lot of their big keys to that district championship team as there's a changeup low and in for ball three. So the Northwest Lions formidable once again, it appears, this year, just based on the first two results. In their district, Cape Central, Farmington, Jackson, Poplar Bluff, and Seckman, who they'll play on September 23rd, a Monday. Fastball looked to be in the zone, but no, apparently up, and that's ball four. And Mack works a walk.
Stepping to the plate, number eight, Bailey Probst.
That's going to bring up Bailey Probst. Another one of the tall ones for the Festus Tigers. Slightly open stance with her front left foot angled out towards left field. Almost outside the batter's box, as a matter of fact. Flat foot cut there on the heater from Maddie Welker. It's 0-1. One offering inside, outed towards right, drifting back slightly. Cardenas, and she reaches up into the hazy blue sky for out number three. And the Northwest Lions, behind three home runs in the top of the seventh, secure victory number two of the year with a 15-7 final over the Festus Tigers. Our postgame show is coming up next. You've been listening to Jefferson County High School Softball on KJF.
Family Health Home. Comtree has been a leader in providing health care to you and your family for over 45 years. What started as mental health services has expanded to dental care, primary care, and many community services. We are your home for health care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to eight and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-851.
153-71. Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF. Final score tonight from Sunset Park in Festus, Northwest 15, Festus 7. Score not indicative of a tight ball game here. I know Festus was down by 5 in the later innings, pulled within 2. It wasn't until some big swings with three home runs in the top of the seventh for Northwest that made it look a little bit different than it really was. Coach, just your initial thoughts on this one today. Coach Montgomery, Festus, of course, with us.
Well, we played better than we did yesterday. We played better defensively. We were better offensively. I think we were better pitching. Morgan and Hunter made some good pitches. Morgan had a really good sixth inning. Gave her some confidence going to the seventh, and they're just a solid team. I mean, you make a mistake, or even if you don't make a mistake and a pitch is left over the plate, they barreled 3 balls there. So, they're a really solid team, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, they lost, I think, 3 seniors, maybe 3 or 4, but of the district championship team they had last year, they still returned a lot of their key contributors, like a Maddie Welker, who, of course, made a big difference here this afternoon. But your first 2 games aren't easy, Farmington and Northwest, and it's not going to get any easier from here. But I know at this moment, I'm sure a lot of girls not feeling too great. But as you push forward, what are sort of your words of encouragement for them?
Well, we talked about there just a few minutes after the game, just supporting each other. We got to back our pitchers. We got a tough schedule. We got to back them with some offense. We got to make plays behind them. And so, we played better defensively today. We swung the bat pretty decent, had some good swings, but we were basically a run. We got a chance to take the lead there in the sixth, rallying there with bases loaded. And we got probably our best hitter at the plate, Templeton, who's got a lot of pop. And, she barrels the ball to the right side and make a nice play. We hit, it was closer ball game than that, really, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And yeah, I mean, if that ball gets over the second baseman's head, you're probably talking all three runs scoring, 10-9 lead, and we're talking maybe something completely different tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these games are going to make us better. You know, playing good teams is going to make us better. You know, that's when we say it every year, but that's part of the reason why we play good teams, you know, and we're going to see some good ones this weekend down at Cape Notre Dame. So, you know, it's just I'd rather play these games now than, you know, beat somebody that is we're quite a bit better than, you know, by 12 runs, you know.
Right.
So I know we didn't get a W. You know, some of our young kids are a little frustrated, you know, because, you know, they're not having success every time, but they're competing, you know, and I'm seeing little glimpses of things, you know, out of our freshmen, and just really great to see. And, you know, I mentioned Morgan threw a really good sixth. You know, Hunter had some really good innings early in the game where she was mixing pitches. So these kids, they're going to get better every game, and we have work to do at practice, and that's how it works.
Can you kind of give us an idea? I know you guys are playing at the Cape Notre Dame tournament, but who are how's that whole setup there?
Well, it's a two-day tournament. It's the first year in it. We used to be in the Rockwood Summit tournament, and we moved down to Cape Notre Dame, and we played them for many years. Their coach puts this tournament on. He's got a couple out-of-state teams, and we play East Carter on Friday and Magnolia Heights, Mississippi, on Friday, also late, which and then we come home. We'll go back Saturday for bracket play. So those Southeast teams usually always have a good pitcher or two. You know, they're really bringing. So we're going to see some good pitching, I'm sure, this weekend. And it's a good test. A lot of times you go away like this on a weekend and play a couple games, bus ride. It kind of gets the team going and gets them playing together again. And, you know, these losses are kind of tough. We're used to winning. A lot of these kids are used to winning. So starting out 0-2 is not something we like, but you just got to deal with it and keep moving forward.
There you go. Coach Montgomery, thanks for the time as always. And, yeah, we'll see you next Thursday. We're going to be back here calling the St. Pius game.
Excellent. Appreciate it very much, Jeff.
No problem. Jeff Montgomery, head coach of the Festus Tigers, joining us here on the postgame show. We'll go ahead and track down Dan Davison of the Northwest Lions. And in doing so, in tracking him down, we'll need to take a break here. So I'm going to go find him, bring him over to you, and get his thoughts on this 15-7 victory for his Northwest Lions. So stick around. We're back in just a jiff here on KJF.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
For you in-ground pool owners, it's that time again. Yes, time's near to close your pool. The leaves will be falling soon enough. Hi, I'm Jason DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We're taking reservations for pool closings. We'll save you a lot of work. If a problem exists in your pool when it's closed, it will still be there come spring, only worse. Let us do the job for you. Home Pools and Spas on the outer road just south of Ludington Exit.
Josh Harris is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Josh, when it comes to off-road fun or on-the-water fun, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Off-road, we've got it. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am. And then if you want water, we've got Sea-Doo. Off-road fun is where it's at. We've got a lot of neat stuff going on. You can come in and drive the Polaris Razor compared to the Can-Am X3. Stop by and see us. No pressure, good family fun. We're located at right next to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington.
Matt Green will back with you on AM 1400 KJF. Didn't have to do much tracking down. Coach Davison came over to us, and we're happy to have him on our postgame show as Northwest comes away with a 15-7 victory here at Sunset Park in Festus. And, Coach, man, your offense is incredibly gifted.
Yeah, right.
And Maddie Welker, Jamie Lee, probably the two best offensive performances tonight. Jamie Lee, of course, with a two-run triple that really kind of gave you guys that lead in that fifth inning that started to break things open. Festus climbed their way back. And then, I mean, Maddie Welker and Jamie Lee with two home runs or with a home run apiece in the top of the seventh inning. So,
and Ella Stitchling was our freshman. She hit one, too, in the last inning.
Yeah. So those three drove in, let's see, Stitchling three RBIs. You have Maddie Welker with four RBIs and then Jamie Lee with another four RBIs. So that's what, 10, 11 of the of the 15 runs?
Yeah, they had solid games. We have a really gifted offense, and you know, I think we're going to be able to hit up and down our lineup all year.
What was it for you that was working. I know Ellsworth had a couple of good innings there where you guys were a little bit dormant, but once the fifth inning rolled around, you guys started to take it up a notch.
Well, I was really happy the way we made adjustments to the plate. I thought early her changeup, she was getting us early in the count, and we were on our front foot a lot, and I think our kids made an adjustment. Proud of the type of kids we have. They're a smart team, and they had a better approach later in the game.
If you wouldn't mind, just sort of expand on that approach, because Jamie Lee was a very difficult out today, as we've already mentioned. Maddie Welker, of course, with the three-run home run, and Ella Stichling, all three homered in that top of the seventh inning. You know, anytime you see a team come back on you after you're up five, it's like, oh, man, this is okay. We still got a ball game, guys. And so maybe you can get a little too ahead of yourself in some fashions, but batting-wise, you guys didn't. You took your patient approaches, and it paid off definitely there on the top of the seventh.
Yeah, I think we are an experienced team at this point in these kids' high school career, and they understand that you got to play at least seven innings every game. And we knew Festus is a quality team, and every time we play them, we talked about that before the game started. There's always a tough game, so we knew we had to play seven, and I was glad that they came out and really fought there at the end.
Three games, 3 days in a row. You got Pacific at home tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Talk about that matchup, who they are, because we're obviously not as familiar with them here in Jefferson County.
Well, we know they're a tough team. They got some nice players, nice hitters. It's our first game on our new field, so there's going to be some added pressure for us to come out and play a great game, and we got to be ready to go.
All right, good deal. Coach Davison, Maddie Welker is our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game. So if she's ever down in the Farmington area, she has till December 31st to get down there and get her free entree. But
well,
here she is.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the coverage.
You're very welcome. Dan Davison, head coach of the Northwest Lions. They win it 15-7. I am Matt Greenwood and Haley Gross back in the KJS studio. We both thank you for tuning in this evening. Hope you had a good time. Again, a three-home run barrage in the top of the seventh inning. The huge difference tonight as Northwest gets a three-run bomb from Maddie Welker. A back-to-back solo shot there by Ella Stichling. And then a two-run home run by Jamie Lee just a few batters later. So that was the difference in the ball game. Northwest wins it 15-7. Again, next week on Wednesday, we'll have Farmington at Hillsborough on KJF and KREI. On Thursday of next week, as I mentioned to Coach Montgomery of Festus, we'll have Festus hosting St. Pius right back here at Sunset Park. For tomorrow, it's Tiger Talk at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7 on our airwaves. And then, of course, don't want to forget about Friday Night Football, Valley Catholic at St. Genevieve on J98. On M800 KREI, it's North County at Farmington. On the MIMO Info Sports Stream, it is Fredericktown at Herculaneum. And then right here on KJF, Friday night beginning at 6 o'clock with a 7 o'clock kickoff, it'll be Windsor and Seckman, the Battle of I-55. So that is what we have coming up for you on the Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. Hearing Care Partners, they listen so you can hear. And that is what we have for you here over the next 7 days or so. So there you go. You're all filled in. If you miss out on anything, you can check all this information out at MIMOinfo.com. Again, my name is Matt Greenwood. Haley Gross back in the KJS studio. Thanking you for tuning in to our first 2019 fall softball game. Northwest wins it 15-7 over the Festus Tigers.